Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to today's Talk Business Arkansas update. We're going to take a look at the health of the state's economy today, but first, we're going to start with the passing of a business legend, Doyle Rogers, real estate developer and banker, dead at the age of 94. Doyle Rogers, chairman of the board of Metropolitan National Bank and a highly successful real estate developer and businessman, died peacefully in his sleep at his Batesville home on Monday. Rogers has been the longtime leader of Little Rock-based Metropolitan National Bank and was chairman of the board for the Doyle Rogers Company, a commercial real estate firm. He was renowned for several important skyline contributions to downtown Little Rock. Rogers was the developer for what is now known as the Peabody Hotel and the Stevens Building. Strong individual income tax collections in January more than offset sputtering consumer spending, as Arkansas's January revenue summary showed a 12% gain over the previous year. State officials said December's winter storms were partially to blame for lower sales tax collections. January net available general revenues totaled $516 million, up 12% from last year and 13.5% above forecast. Murphy Oil USA, the spinoff subsidiary of El Dorado-based Murphy Oil Corporation, announced its executive management team. In addition to CEO Andrew Clyde, several executives from Murphy Oil Corporation will be joining the retail team, including John Rudolph's, Mindy West, and John Moore. And you can read more of those stories on our website at talkbusinessarkansas.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to run through some political headlines. There was some movement in the Arkansas governor's race. We'll go through some of those details. And later, that Big River Steel Mill Super Project, the $1.1 billion deal, I'll sit down with banker and state senator Bruce Malik for his examination of whether or not he thinks it's a good deal or not. I'm Roby Brock. This is Talk Business.
I don't think it's going to be an easy conversation because they are very strong-willed. I think it's going to be important to us that we know that you're somewhere in a facility that looks after you, has compassion, has care, and you respect it. I mean, I'd love to look after them. I'd love to be able to take care of them, but I don't think I could. That'd be a wrong choice on my part.
Arkansas's skilled nursing and assisted living centers provide quality care for our seniors.
Farm Bureau helps protect its members in more ways than you might think. They've always been the voice of agriculture in Arkansas, working on behalf of folks like me when nobody else would. And Farm Bureau stands for the values that Arkansas families care about. They've protected my right to farm and make a living, which helps everybody who likes food on the table. You know what they say, Arkansas counts on agriculture, and agriculture counts on Farm Bureau.
The Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The State Chamber AIA is the leading voice for business at the state capitol and serves as the primary business advocate on all issues affecting Arkansas employers. Our mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent anti-business legislation, regulations, and rules. Now more than ever, business matters. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.
Let's run through your top political headlines, beginning with the Arkansas governor's race. Republican businessman Curtis Coleman announced that he'll seek his party's nomination for governor in 2014. Coleman, the founding president and CEO of Safe Foods Corporation in North Little Rock, said there were several issues that led to his entrance to the race, including the economy, tax reform, and educational choice. Former U.S. Representative Asa Hutchinson has also announced his intention to seek the Republican nomination. Former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter made press rounds yesterday to discuss his bid for Arkansas governor. Halter announced more than a week ago, on the day that Attorney General Dustin McDaniel bowed out of the Democratic primary, that he would seek the Democratic nomination for governor next year. Halter said education, economic development, ethics, and expanding Medicaid would be issues he'd campaign on. And you can read more about these candidacies from our stories on our website at talkbusinessarkansas.com. Check it out. Now, when we come back from this word from our sponsors, we'll sit down with State Senator Bruce Malik. He is also a banker, and he's seen a deal or two in his day. We'll ask him about the $1.1 billion Super Project steel mill that Arkansas is being asked to invest in. State Senator Bruce Malik, when we come back.
Noble Strategies is a bipartisan state and federal government affairs firm with a successful track record of providing effective advocacy for business, government, and nonprofit entities. Noble Strategies provides service in areas such as lobbying, public affairs, trade association management, and marketing campaigns. Learn more at noblestrat.com.
I was looking for a bank that could best protect my finances.
This shared my passion for my business's potential.
A bank that offered investment expertise.
Lending support. Insurance guidance.
A bank that delivered full financial support.
That's how I found True Balance.
True Balance.
From my bank.
From my bank.
Delta Trust and Bank. The expertise to meet all your financial needs.
One of the real advantages of Electric Cooperative's membership is having a voice in our state's energy future.
Not a week goes by without important energy issues making headlines. These are issues that need to be discussed. And you should know that as policies are being developed, the cooperatives are looking out for our members, advocating what's best for you.
We are your friends and neighbors.
We are your local electric company.
The Electric Cooperatives.
We are Arkansas.
Joining me now is State Senator Bruce Malik of Magnolia. He was in the State Senate yesterday for the Committee of the Whole meeting on the Big River Steel Mill Super Project. I think I got all that in there. So thank you for being with us, Senator.
Glad to be here.
You're a banker by trade, so maybe you're not the chief lending officer at your bank, but you've certainly seen your fair share of deals come through. What did you think of yesterday's presentation on the merits of this super project?
Of course, we met as a committee of the whole yesterday in the Senate and heard the presentations from Economic Development, ADVA, the Delta Trust that had done some of the due diligence, and of course the governor led it off. But I thought it was a good presentation. A lot of questions were answered. Of course, we're to get a written report as well, which will probably have more detail than most of us want to see, but there's still a few questions. But I thought we had a good initial meeting and looking forward to pursuing it further.
Give me a couple of ideas of some questions you think still need to be answered.
Well, of course, the first thing and that I think is good is that the equity investors are at about $300 million or so on a $1.1 billion project. You know, usually look when we're looking at business lending, we'll look maybe for a 70% loan to the value of the project or to the cost of the project, where a home loan we may go to 90%. So they're close to 30%. That's good. A question that was hinted at or asked that I was interested in was capacity utilization of other steel mills. Now, I had been told, and I had not verified all this, that there were some of the other steel mills in the area, and particularly one down in the Memphis area, that was even below 50% capacity utilization. So the question there is, well, if they're producing the same product, could the other mills just ramp up and have a problem of selling the product? But what the initial indication at least is that this mill, newer, more modern, and will produce a product that's different than the other mills in the area. Steel mills in the country as a whole are running at about 72% capacity utilization. The due diligence that was done on this mill projected at 82%, but still cash flows at 62%. And with the product that they're producing, they seem to be comfortable with that, and initial indications would give me some comfort level with that.
How much pressure is there on you guys to approve this project from the standpoint of, we want Arkansas to be friendly to big business? If we throw up too many roadblocks on this deal, we're going to send the signal that we're not very open for business. Is that there?
Well, there's a balance on that like there is in everything else. I've even heard Grant Tenniel, the AEDC director, say that, you know, he wishes we didn't have all these incentives. But the fact of the matter is every state has them, and so you've got to play that game. You've got to look at the payback to the state. I think you consider their options of going somewhere else, which I do think they have other options. John Shelnut with the Department of Finance and Administration testified that the state's payback would be in the 4 to 6 year range, depending on how soon they paid back that first $50 million. And I know we haven't talked about specifics on this, but most people are aware of that. And so I think it's a relatively quick payback. With the jobs that it produces, the ancillary business that it produces, again, initial inclination or indications to me is that it's a project that's good for the state. But still, we have a due diligence requirement that's set forth under the enabling legislation of Amendment 82, and so that's what we're doing. We will hire our own consultant, the legislature will, to look at some of the reports that are out there to give us further advice. But so far I'm liking what I see.
What could trip it up for you? What could make you uncomfortable with the merits of this project?
Well, they certainly have to have skin in the game. And that was the testimony that we heard yesterday. And that of the money that they're putting in, that all has to be done first before the state ever puts their money up. Or even if we proceed with the bond issue before those funds are released, they've got to have their $250, $300 million not only raised and put into the project, but we've got to make certain that they have their financing already secure and make certain that it's available. And so that, with they call it the clawback provisions, that if it does fail, of ways that the state can recover. If any of that appeared not to be the case, we would certainly have to back up. And, you know, probably want a confirmation on the product line. There's also a balance on, you know, how much can we get into their actual business, because they've got competitors out there across the country. Of do you have a contract already on where to sell this product, or do you just think because it's a higher end steel that's going to be used in maybe some of the electronic or utilities, auto industry, that you just think you're going to be able to sell it? Do you have any of those contracts in place or secure on being able to sell the product? If we had concerns there, we might slow up. But again, the testimony yesterday seemed positive.
A $125 million bond deal for the $1.1 billion project that's going to create 525 direct jobs, hopefully more through ancillary businesses,
right,
and beyond. Is that the best expense of $125 million? I could hear some people making arguments that if you were to put that in the hands of small businesses or entrepreneurs, you might create more jobs than 525. Is that part of the debate?
Well, it's a fair question. And, you know, we've never, well, this is the first Amendment 82 type project that we've had that's the 500 plus jobs and 500 million plus, actually over a billion, as you mentioned. You break that down, and in many ways, I'd rather have more 50 to 100 job industries than maybe one big one, because you've got the chance of that one closing down. But with the investment and the product that they're going to produce, it's going to be awfully tough. I mean, I know there are market forces at play, but you know, I think it's going to be good for the state. But you raise a good question, and you know, I love those smaller industries too. It just seems that the big ones are the ones that attract the attention of the state.
Yeah.
And of course, we're looking at others.
All right, he is State Senator Bruce Malik. He is part of the whole committee of the Senate that took a look at the state steel mill super project yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you for your insight on this. I hope that you'll come back and we can talk more about this at a later time.
Thank you, Roby.
Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.